Welcome to the weekly astrology and cosmic weather with Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson. This is a production of Fiona Edgar and, well, Radiant Creators. So we're going to look at the stars this week, and we're going to look at some cards for the week and also talk about some interesting cosmic weather for this week. So it is technically May 24th. It is Sunday, 2020, and we're going to be covering the week, I guess, starting about now through the 30th or the 31st to the end of the month. This is the last week of the month. This year is going very quickly. Well, Fiona, how are you doing today? And how is the astrology looking for the week?
Well, I'm doing much better, Craig.
Yes.
I know like a lot of people out there were finding the last week a little tough. So I'm pleased to say that the astrology is much better this week than it has been for like the last week or two. I mean, we're still in Venus retrograde. You know, that's still going on. We're now in Gemini season. Gemini season is usually pretty fun. You know, we like to talk a lot. We like to chat to our friends, talk on the internet. So we're able to kind of be more left-brained during this during Gemini season, but we had a couple of difficult aspects last week. There was Venus square Neptune, Mercury square Neptune, so basically both of those were about illusions and maybe deception, suspicion, paranoia, not really knowing where you stand on certain matters. It was making relationships difficult because there was like this Neptunian fog over everything, and of course we're still in Venus retrograde, so we're still working through relationship issues. That is exactly what we're supposed to be doing right now during this retrograde. So the astrology this coming week is not as intense. We get a bit of a breather, thank goodness. So let's see, it's May 24th today, so tomorrow there aren't any major aspects apart from a nice sextile between Mars, which is the planet of action, of assertiveness, of war, of sexuality. It's making a nice sextile to Uranus, which is the planet of changes, unexpected change, just having a new way to do things, to solve problems. Tomorrow should be a pretty good day. There is a minor aspect going on between Mercury and Pluto. It's not really anything that's very intense because it is a minor aspect, but we are able to have very deep conversations with the people around us tomorrow. We're able to kind of analyze things at a much deeper level. So the next major aspect that we have is on the 28th of May. Told you this was a quiet week, not much going on at all. But Mercury, the planet of communication and thought processes, enters the watery realms of the Cancer. So Cancer is a super emotional sign. We will be feeling very intuitive, very watery, kind of crabby. We can be a bit irritable and moody. The reason why this is important is because Venus retrograde is ruled by Mercury. So this Venus retrograde has a little bit of a Mercury retrograde flavor. It's kind of been confusing in terms of communications and information. So we should expect that to maybe intensify a little bit this week. The way to get through it is to treat others with kindness in your conversation. So when Mercury enters Cancer, we do tend to we're more emotional, but we can, you know, we can find more emotional closeness with our loved ones, our partners, and treat your friends and your families with kindness. Your intuition is going to be off the charts with Mercury in Cancer because Cancer is the most intuitive sign of the whole zodiac. So the next aspect that we have is the following day on the 29th. Mercury conjuncts the north node of the moon. So the north node is like a little signpost that the universe gives us saying, hey, you haven't looked at this area for a while. Can you maybe explore this a little bit? So because it's going to help you to grow. So the planet that's conjunct the North Node is Mercury. Communication, brainstorming, talking it through, talking it over, talking over any issues that you have. These are the type of things that you're supposed to be doing this week. On the same day, the Sun actually makes a really nice sextile to Chiron, the wounded healer. We have a really good healing opportunity here, especially men. Any kind of wounds that our men folk have been suffering, or if your husband or your brother or your dad, help to heal those people. And honestly, there are no further major aspects for the week, so there's not really much going on, but that's going to be a welcome break where we can use that as an opportunity just to have some stillness and some peace.
I definitely take that. That sounds like a calmer week.
Yeah.
And Mercury into Cancer, that's going to be interesting because, I mean, when you get all that intellectual communication, that charge into Cancer, that'll make for some, I don't know, Italian sounding conversations.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yes. Italian or Irish, one or the other.
Italian or Irish. Yeah, either way. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think we just have to try and not be too reactive emotionally this week.
It's good. And that's a good way of looking at it, I think, for sure, because especially with the energy that we've had recently, you know, maybe people have learned that it's best, yeah, just to be kind and to be serene, you know, work at being on peace, work at being at peace, maybe even be by yourself when you can, yeah, especially when you know that there's very grumpy energies out there. Like, it's a good advantage to know, I mean, because if you know it's coming, oh, this is celestial, this is the energy that's coming down, I'm experiencing it. And, you know, of course you're experiencing it, because it's kind of like saying, well, I'm going to walk across, you know, I'm going to swim through a swimming pool, but not get wet. Well, no, you're going to get wet, of course, you know. So if the energy is coming down, it's going to affect each individual to a different extent, but everyone's going to feel it because you're in it. You know, we're in that radiance. So, yeah, I think we've all had a bit of training the last week or so. And so if next week is anything like it, well, hopefully it won't be. At least we have a little bit of training. That energy is going to slack off a little bit. We can just, you know, it's like if you made it this far, just keep going. Just keep at it, because this week will be a little bit easier, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you use this energy in the right way, Mercury in Cancer can be very nurturing and healing. So when you're approaching someone to have a conversation with them, or if there's like a difficult a difficult discussion that you have to have, then approach it in a very kind way, non-judgmental way, nurturing and reassuring, and that should make this week a breeze.
Sounds perfect. Well, we could definitely use a breeze week, so we'll just keep ourselves, you know, centered and balanced and get through this one, have a good time, and just be glad it's not like the previous 2 weeks or so. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like it's, I feel like we had like 6 months worth of January, and, you know, we've just like been in this kind of dream or coma, and I've just woken up and it's now like the May 24th. Like, what has happened? I don't know. The energies have been so surreal. Time has just been so, I don't know.
It's time's been unique. Well, this whole, so far 2020 has been very unique. I mean, everything kind of went wrong in January. So, I don't know. It, at least in my little state here of Arizona, you know, we're kind of getting freed from all the lockdown. We weren't one of the states that was very extreme. You know, we did have some in this country that were very extreme. This one hasn't been too bad, and you know, we shall hope that all just continues going well and the rest of the country opens up. But it's funny, there's still so much turmoil here. So it all depends on what state you're in. This is like 53 or 52 different countries ultimately in one, so everyone gets to kind of do its own thing. And so I feel for my little like California, you know, friends, and New York and Illinois, and we have some states that are still just, I mean, they rival what you guys have been going through as far as the restrictions, but yeah. Things are starting to open up for you?
A little bit, not very much, to be honest. There, you know, that we haven't really had, well, I mean, a little bit. There hasn't been, we'll put it this way, there are certain rules and regulations that we're all supposed to be following, but kind of most people aren't. You know, I was out earlier and everyone was just kind of walking around as normal. The only difference is that cafes aren't open, restaurants, bars, and, you know, certain shops. But the whole stay at home thing hasn't really worked.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad there's like some freedom going on. You guys are rebelling a little bit. You know, I guess that's the way you really fight it, is not so much going and protesting, which one can if they want. I mean, whatever an individual wants to do. But it seems like the most powerful thing you can do is just continue living your life in spite of, you know. Yeah. So what are the cards for this week?
The cards are good. The cards are good for this week.
Good. I'm glad more to say. Good news. Yeah.
Yeah. And the cards are kind of, as always, the cards reflect the astrology aspects. So the first one, the first card that I pulled is the Ace of Wands. So the Ace of Wands is a really positive card. First of all, it's all about the energy of fire. So it's initiation. It's, you know, the energy of something new, a doorway of opportunity for us. So we have that. And it also can mean that if anyone out there has been feeling just lethargic and kind of down, maybe your energy has been at a very low level, you're going to perk up this week. You're going to find that you kind of wake up with a more positive mindset and then a spring in your step as well. So the Ace of Wands is also a very good card for any kind of business opportunity. The next card is the Page of Coins, which is the Page of Pentacles in other decks. And it's also about maybe an offer of work, an offer of money. It could also be a message from someone who is an earth sign, so a Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus. So maybe this is a little bit Venus retrograde-y for some of you out there. You know, if you've been waiting on a message from an earth sign, it's likely to come this week. It could actually also be a child. The Page of Pentacles could be an earth sign child. So the energy that I feel around this child is very good. It's a happy family. Maybe if someone has a kid that they've been worried about, maybe that kid has been sick, I do feel that that situation is going to improve. So the last card is an awesome card. It's probably my favorite card of the whole tarot deck. It's the Ten of Cups. So this is the card of happy families. On the original deck, there is a man and a woman with their two little kids, and they're all playing outside, and there's a rainbow above them, and they live in this lovely home out in the countryside. So it's basically about having a loving home with your partner and your kids or your pets, and just feeling like all of your cups are full and your home life is happy and abundant. So those are some super awesome cards for the week. Lots of good opportunities, improving relationships, because I always find that when a planet goes retrograde, it's the first part and then the last part that is really difficult. There's kind of like an eye of the storm thing going on in the middle of it where everything feels okay again. So yeah, that's the cards for the week. Lots to look forward to in these cards, I think, and good news certainly for some people out there.
I'll take it. That sounds wonderful. Yeah, I mean, the Ten of Cups, everybody likes that one, definitely. The happy family, the big rainbow in some decks you see, you know, that they're overlooking. So yeah, wonderful. Well, that's good. I think a little bit of good news, a little bit of fresh air, a little bit of effervescence is definitely something that people are going to enjoy this coming week. And yeah, as far as the cosmic weather, well, there's, I guess, a thing or two to mention. And one thing that just popped up, I saw it a little pop up when a YouTube message came, is huge crowds call for end to tyranny in anti-lockdown protest at California beaches. So one of America's states that is definitely had a hard time with the lockdown, with all the restrictions, is California. We have some that are we have some states that are just awful with what's been going on as far as locking people down and restrictions. And, you know, it seems like we have like maybe three or four states that are all competing to be the worst. And California is one of them. And they're getting huge protests. People are just basically going to the beach. They're not being, violent or really even confrontational. They're just saying, we're going to our beaches. And so a lot of Southern California beaches now are full of people. And it just goes to show that some plans do work, because when everyone decides to go to the beach and just ignore the lockdown, well, what can the Los Angeles Police Department do about it? Really nothing, because everyone's on the beach. There's not much you can do with thousands and thousands of people that just decide to ignore you. So I just take that as a good omen, because California has been tyrannical, and a lot of Californians are pretty pissed off. And I'm just glad to see that rebelliousness. So I thought I'd mention that it does seem that people are protesting, I think, in a very good way, just in that they're basically just living their lives. And to the extent that they can without getting hauled off and being in huge numbers definitely helps, they're just ignoring the lockdown, just ignoring it. We've decided we're going to the beach.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. You know, you don't have to go and like lie down in the middle of a road or like tie yourself to the government gates. You can just like get on with normality and your regular life without living in fear. And that is the best. That's the best form of rebelliousness, is the lack of fear, because that's really what they wanted to instill in us. You know, they want us to be these like fearful people that wouldn't leave their homes. So it's definitely backfired. I've also noticed that this week in the media, there's kind of been a lot of backtracking, like, oops, the figures that we used to predict the COVID, you know, the amount of COVID deaths in the UK were like way off the mark and stuff like that. So usually this, when you see them starting to backtrack and to talk about certain things in the media, some kind of change is coming. So I really hope that it means the UK are going to loosen the quarantine laws. There's really no justification for them anymore. I just don't think so.
Oh no, there isn't. And they've known for quite some time. They knew while they were making them, to be honest with you. Well, yeah, sometimes the conversation goes in a unique direction. And I think when it comes to the cosmic weather, well, along with what's happening in California and with what you're saying, maybe what didn't work, now who knows, as we all know that they're trying to get us ready for a second wave now. And of course, if one follows Thomas Sheridan, that we mention a lot here on the show, because, well, we both know him and listen to him, so common reference, mm-hmm. But as he talks about, the second wave is despair. And we'll see how that plays out. Is the second wave, you know, more fake numbers, or is the second wave just more and more despair because of economic disaster for people? Well, something that I would mention, yeah, cosmic weather-wise, that's really important is, so recently I've been doing a study of Lord of the Rings and the meaning behind kind of like the. There's a wonderful lady, Laura Lee Schiff, and we're going to interview her end of the month. And she kind of looks at the whole story and takes it all on as like Jungian archetypes of the king and the queen. And so I've been reading it and thinking about it a lot more recently. And the mainstream media being the most evil force on earth. And if you think about it, they are the mouth of Sauron. You know, they are worm tongue whispering in the king's ear. And so I think maybe one of the reasons we're seeing this backtracking right now is because worm tongue, you know, and like the mouth of Sauron, the mainstream media just was not able to create the despair and the hopelessness that they wanted, and the fear, because at least here in, you know, Arizona and looking around here, oh yeah, you'll see people wearing masks and such, but really, I'm hard pressed to find anybody who really buys into it to any great extent. Mm-hmm. You know, it just seems that there was this big push, and maybe what the nasty globalists needed to really make this plan work. And I hope that it has not, and I hope that the second wave will fail. But what they really needed was despair. And they just didn't get it. Because Wormtongue says, you are alone, and there is no hope. There is no future. You are totally alone, and there is nothing but despair. You know, and that really, once you start despairing, you just give up. And so I'd recommend to people in the coming weeks, no matter what happens, you know, I think we've begun to shift the tide of this to some extent, even if they have kind of a second plan they've always had. Even if this is all part of the plan, this little break in the action, I think the plan might be failing for the globalists. And if we just make a point of do not ever despair, you know, keep creating the vision that you have, and then really they just can't win. And I think we have them on. I think we've kind of won that tug of war race. You know, when you have a tug of war, once one side starts really losing, there's no hope. You know, they're going to lose. And I think maybe we've got them unbalanced. So how do you think about that? Like, don't despair, people.
Yeah, I think they totally lost. And that's exactly what they were trying to do, make us all depressed and fearful and just trying to break our spirits. But if anything, it's kind of people are more feisty than they ever were. And I totally agree with you. So many people are so skeptical of this. People that you wouldn't even expect, you know. My husband was talking to an old lady in the store yesterday, and you know, she just right out said that she didn't believe in any of it. Hardly anyone over here is wearing masks, which is really encouraging.
That definitely is, yes. And yeah, so, and then one other thing we were going to mention with Cosmic Weather was just the whole precognition thing. We often see, it's just something that I'm just noticing increasing, I think, more and more, is how we are getting, I think intuitively, individually, we are getting a lot of precognition of things that are going to happen. We're getting, you know, downloads, we're getting feelings, we're getting, you know, more tuned in on an individual basis. So I think I'm just noticing people's intuition is getting stronger, or at least mine is, I can say. And so with that, also, like I mentioned, precognition, it seems like in the media, and in TV shows and such, it's always amazing how they kind of, like in The Simpsons, how many things has The Simpsons, the silly TV show, this animated TV show, predicted, you know, from that famous basketball player crashing in a helicopter to Trump being president to all these things. Mm-hmm. And it just seems that I'm noticing a speed up. So we oftentimes, there'll be a big event, then we'll look back and we'll say, oh, look, it was in that TV show. Or people will also say, oh, you know, there was this or that. Or people felt an intuition individually. I felt an intuition about that. Well, I would say all these have a certain feeling to them, a certain, you always notice when you're in that moment, like when you see something odd. And I think that it'd be good to start journaling that. Like when you see something odd in a silly TV show like The Simpsons, or, you know, you see some new TV show about whatever. Oh, I think about that. Before this pandemic, how many, if a person has Netflix, I shamefully do, you know, there must have been 3 shows or more about pandemics just mm-hmm. before all this started. You know, and you start thinking, so wouldn't it be interesting to journal all this precognition we're seeing in the media and the individuals have themselves? Because I feel that it's turning up, you know?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I was watching before all of this COVID-19 stuff hit was, I was watching The Tudors, you know, about Henry VIII. And it was all about the episodes that I was watching, like in the couple of days before the COVID-19 crisis started to hit the media. It was all about the sweating sickness, you know, the plague that they were going through at the time. And yeah, you get that type of foreshadowing where you're watching something or you hear a song. And this has been happening to me for most of my life. But the more psychically switched on you are and the more that you pay attention to it, the more profound it gets, and you can use it every day. Like, I'll hear a song, if I'm in a store or I hear it on the radio or something like that. And then the lyrics of the song will always mean something. Something will always happen that was of a similar story to the song. Or you see a truck drive by that has like a word or a name on it. Being psychic is not always about having visions. It's about paying attention to the world around you and having the ability to decipher psychic messages in your environment.
Yes, absolutely. And so, yeah, I think it's great that, you picked up on something right there, the sweating sickness and something that you were watching. So it's an interesting thing to think about, where are those messages coming from, where some are deliberate, most likely to get us kind of in, to help us create, the disaster usually, like our little, I don't know exactly what his role is, but, one of the people who's sort of controlling the policy for the COVID stuff here in America is Anthony Fauci, this little weasel looking guy. And he recently reversed himself. He's been like, oh my gosh, this is terrible, everybody needs to stay in forever, and now he's like, well, maybe not, and it's so strangely 1984 where people don't have a memory. It's kind of like, wait a second, you said that we should destroy our economy, we should do all these horrible things, and you were certain of it, it had to be done, and now you, I guess just one day, there was a sunspot or something, and you totally changed your mind. I was wrong. Anyway, it's crazy. So, but that same little guy, Anthony Fauci, he said that during, Trump's term, there would definitely be a pandemic.
Oh.
Before he was president. Yeah. Or after, I forget exactly when, but it was a while ago. He said, oh yeah, we're definitely going to see a pandemic. And there's lots of video clips of that online and such. And you start thinking, well, in that case, of course, that was a globalist's plan, right? That wasn't really anything psychic. That was just their weird voodoo that they do. But definitely, there is true precognition right now in the world. I think we're feeling it individually. The more tuned in you are, you say, like you mentioned, the more you see it. But really, I think it's great to start journaling like themes and precognition and individual intuitions about it. And it never hurts to, put it in your journal, put a date on it, and then see how it goes this year. You know what I mean? The rest of the year, see how often you're rather correct. And it never hurts to, if you have like-minded others in your life, talk to them about it. Just say, hey, I had this feeling, or I saw on this TV show, or, whatever. I saw a bat pee on a pigeon, and I think it means it's going to rain tomorrow. whatever it is. or maybe the forces of darkness are winning. I don't know.
Yeah, I would be really interested to see how that turns out.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, really. Oh, gosh. So, yeah, just whatever it is, note it, talk to your friends about it, because I think we're in a time where, that veil is very, very thin, and info is coming to us that can be very, very helpful. And really, that natural human intuition, that natural human instinct, that's, part of how we not only survive, but we thrive. And I think that we can, this is a good time to fortify that. And I think really people will only find good things in it, because if something is bad, you feel like something, bad is going to happen, you can sidestep it. If something's good going to happen, you can be ready for it. So you can't lose.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We don't just experience, this when it's something bad. You can train yourself to experience it when something good is going to happen as well. For example, like I see, and you can use Facebook for this as well. Whatever you see kind of on your newsfeed, if you start to see something a lot, it usually has some kind of meaning, even though yeah, they have that algorithm and all of that, but it still has meaning. I mean, if I start to see like the Lovers or the Two of Cups and stuff like that, or cards like that on my newsfeed, I know that, you know, I'm in for a nice romantic evening with my husband. Or, you know, the opposite, if you see some pictures of certain animals, you can look them up and see what it means when you see a fox spirit animal or a bear, etc. You just need to pay attention. And then the more that you do that, and like you say, write it down, and the more that you trust it, the stronger that it gets. Our ancestors used to use these skills every day of their lives. But back then, it was like a crow flying in a certain direction, or hearing a rooster crowing at night, you know, stuff like that. But we have so many more things that this kind of energy comes through now. So it's important to trust it, because it can be very helpful.
Exactly. And the more you watch it, the more you see it, the more it sees you, and then the more will come. And like, we were hiking in Sedona the other week, and we were in the water, while kind of hiking up a stream, and it was very quiet, and a raven, beautiful, black as black be, you know, flew over our heads like three times, just going up and down the stream. And the one time it flew over, you could hear the wind in its wings. You know, every bird, little ones, you don't quite, can't quite hear it so much, but, you know, larger birds, they're, when the wind goes through their wings as they're flying, it's a certain sound, you know? So if you only heard them go by, you would recognize them. So we really got to hear that beautiful sound of a raven wings and wind, you know, and air. And that was really a treat. And then we're sitting on a rock, and I posted it somewhere on social media, and this raven just landed and then walked up to us, looked at us, and like then walked around us and kept walking up the stream. And it was really a powerful moment, because I just don't think that the raven would naturally get that close to people or approach people, you know? So it really was, hey, you know, you need to look into what is the symbology of the raven, because it definitely made its presence known on so many levels, from the sound of wind and raven wings to walking up and actually looking at us. And like, he ruffled his feathers a little, like around his head, and went, you know, I'm really big. He kind of got bigger, like, don't mess with me. And then he just walked around us and kept going. And I went, wow, this is magic. So yeah, you know, and what does it mean? Well, I have some idea, but really also it's just noting it so that you've noted it. And then let the meaning oftentimes unfold, like you don't know what it means completely yet.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because there's a lot of people are having experiences with crows and ravens at the moment. I think you're like the fifth person that's talked to me about that. And you know, crows and ravens they represent transformation. And we're all going through that right now. We're all going through this initiation, right? So that would be very symbolic of the current energy. But it's really cool that you had that experience. I think they're such beautiful creatures.
No, they absolutely are. And I don't think I've ever seen one that, I've never seen one that close, actually. And when it walked up, there's a different color between crows and ravens. You know, they are a different blackness. And the raven was, it was almost, when I was looking at it, it was very close to us. And looking at it, I have to say, not in a fear kind of way, but in a, I don't quite know how to express the feeling, but it was unsettling, but not in a fearful way. Just how incredibly, I would call it like multidimensionally, just black the raven is. It's just so deeply black. It's like, it's hard to put into words exactly, but I'm like, but that blackness was almost like unsettling, just because it's so black in a beautiful way. But that's the best way to put it. It's almost like you're seeing something so powerful that it you know, pulls you out of yourself a little bit, and you kind of have to pull yourself back in because you're afraid you're going to fall into the blackness of the raven.
That's beautiful.
Well, I guess that, is there anything else we want to talk about cosmic weather-wise, or are we ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up. Just everyone kind of and try and enjoy the peace this week. Give yourself a break. Take some rest. I know a lot of people were finding it difficult to sleep, especially the past few days because we had that new moon in Gemini and it was all, you know, anxiety and overthinking. So just take some time to chill, recharge your batteries, get some sunlight and relax.
Yes. And I was having trouble sleeping too. And it's really, really hard. It's a very hard habit to break. Cause we always think, oh, I can only sleep at night. And if I don't sleep, then I just don't sleep. Well, you know, cultivate naps during the day, you know, so you're not all wrecked. If at all possible, it's, you know, do so. Well, thanks, Fiona Edgar, for connecting today. So this is, you know, Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson of Radiant Creators. And, well, I'll link to all of our stuff in the show notes. Everybody, well, this is great. Have a great week. Hope you guys see a raven too or something neat. If you do, post it in the comments. Let us know if you get some precognition, if you get some neat signs this week. Yeah, let us know.
Tell us.
Yeah, and if you've seen a raven, definitely tell us. And anyway, we will see all of you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.